It's Tuesday, the 18th of June, 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way home from work after another day in the office, so apologies again for the road noise. This is my best time for recording boos because I have nothing better to do on the way home. I'm on my hands-free, but it does pick up the road noise as well, so apologies for that. I hope I still come through loud and clear, as I believe I usually do. I've been catching up with my boos from the people I follow, and I've been really pleased that my husband, also known as Floyd UK, has reactivated his Audio Boo account. I mentioned in a previous boo yesterday that we'd been having this conversation about doing more boos and, you know, trying to put different content in different places and what Audio Boo was for and what it was good for. So it's really good to hear his dulcet tones in the car. I can't get away from him, you know. But there you go, yeah, over. So hop over and follow Floyd UK if you're not following him already, because he's doing some good stuff. He's been talking today about bikes because within our family we're having a little bit of a bike enthusiasm moment at the moment. We went on holiday to Centre Parks a couple of weekends ago, where we discovered that our daughter Catherine could ride a bike without stabilisers, which we hadn't realised that she could do up until that point. And I wrote about that a bit on my blog at geekmummy.com, so there's more details about that over there. But since coming home, Catherine has got the bike that she was promised for Christmas and that we'd never got around to getting her because she didn't seem to want it. So she's got her new bike now, and we've discovered quite quickly that she rides it quite fast, and she likes to ride it for the school run, and it's making the whole thing a lot more challenging because she goes racing off on her bike, and whichever one of us has got the job of walking along behind with David is going at toddler pace. And David, obviously, he's three now. We were using the pushchair to take him to and from school, and he's probably stayed in the pushchair longer than Catherine did, and that's probably a second child thing, because sometimes you just need the convenience of being able to stick the slower child in the pushchair and keep up with the faster child. But he was starting to sort of come across like he was reverting a little bit, and I had until very recently a Stocky Explorey pushchair, which is one of these ones that can go in multiple positions, including a full recline. And he suddenly started asking to lie down in the pushchair, and he started wanting to play at babies again. And it was like, right, okay, we need to stop using the pushchair now. So actually things worked out really well, because just as I was starting to try and figure out how I would sell an Explorey, because, you know, we're all done with kids, we don't want any more, it takes up a lot of space, and it's a good quality pushchair, it had a lot of life left in it. And just as I started making inquiries about how one sells this kind of a pushchair, a friend of mine on Twitter started saying she was looking to buy one. And we said to and fro a little bit and tried to make sure that we were getting a fair deal for both of us, and I was getting a reasonable amount of money for it and something that she could afford, and she was getting a good deal. And so we agreed, and at the weekend we dropped our Explorey off with Helen, who is also on Audio Boo as Petit Mew, P-E-T-I-T-M-E-W. And it sounds like her son is enjoying it in advance of her new baby's arrival hopefully in a couple of weeks, but we never know. So yeah, we got rid of the Explorey, but this has now meant that, you know, we are now walking David to school and back every day. But it's too hard really to keep up with Catherine and go at David's walking pace, so it was all getting very confusing. We sort of talked about possibly a trailer, possibly a bike seat, and long story short, John has bought a bike seat to go on the back of his bike, and today was his first day of doing the school run with him on a bike, David on the bike, and Catherine on a bike. And it sounds like it's gone okay, so that's all good, and I'm looking forward to getting home and hearing the full story and maybe seeing them in action. Not quite sure what we're going to do towards the end of the week when it's my turn to do school run, because I think John's bike is too big for me and I don't know if we can move David's seat onto my bike. But we'll see. Anyway, that's all for now. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.